with us today is Congressman Michael Walz, and from the great state of Florida. And so many things are happening, and he was a combat veteran. He was a Green Beret, and one great American. Well, Congressman, tell us, what the heck is going on in our country? What at 3 o'clock in the morning, what bothers you the most?
I'll tell you right now, what bothers me the most is what just happened in Moscow with that ISIS bombing that came out of Afghanistan. Who didn't see that coming is going to happen here. And that you've got the FBI Director Wray saying, let's just put point of comparison. Under the Trump administration, in all 4 years, you had 12 people on the terrorist watch list that we knew came across our border. Now you're in the hundreds. We don't know where they are. They've come from all over the world, and they're on the active terrorist watch list. The FBI can't find them.
That is scary, because Christopher Wray, Congressman, I am glad that Christopher Wray is finally standing up to be counted, and I think it's important for our country.
Yeah, well, it's important that he is, you know, ringing the alarm bells to both Congress and the country, but I wish he'd drive down the street from the headquarters of the Department of Justice over to DHS and kick Mayorkas in the kneecap and tell him to secure the damn border, right? Because it is just that wide open right now. But at least he's ringing the alarm bells to the public.
At least he is ringing the alarm bells. Now, the public, I mean, they see it on television every night. Why is Mayorkas doing this?
You know, I think if you look at some municipalities, ultimately, that say, well, we have to give these people work permits, and then in order for them to work, they have to have a driver's license. Okay, everybody's saying fine. And then automatic registration to vote for everybody who gets a driver's license. Look, at the end of the day, because I hear this from Democrats right there in the hearings where we're having hearings on the cartels and the open border and everything that's going wrong. They say, look, at the end of the day, these people are filling jobs. They'll pay their taxes. What's the big deal? Well, you know the big deal? When I talk to a homeless veteran who isn't getting the services that they deserve, when at the end of the day, these people are going to be, the vast majority are going to be a burden on our already taxed government system, that somebody has to pay for millions and millions of bodies. Look, just in the last year, we've got, what, 4 additional Orlandos at a million people per city. So it's frustrating.
Now, I understand that they're still coming over, and the exodus from New York is heading towards Florida, heading towards Texas. I mean, well, what the heck is going on?
Well, and then you add on top of that, we have Haiti, where the bottom's falling out in Haiti. Our shoreline in Florida is as long as the Texas's southern border, and you're about to see a mass migration come out of Haiti as well. It was actually Castro who back in the day kind of pioneered, well, we'll just open up our prisons, open up our mental institutions. That's what Maduro's doing now in Venezuela. Putin was a champion of that in weaponizing migration through Belarus and into the Baltics. And he is the one that is kind of educating everyone on doing this around the world. They're weaponizing people, and they are often the worst of the worst of those societies.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. What other categories? We talked about the border. We're having a big problem with it. What other problems do we have that keeps you up at night?
Well, geez, I mean, we have the list is long, and I don't know if you have enough alcohol to try to deal with it all. But look, China is on the march. They now have a navy that's larger than ours. They have a space force that's launching more than us and the rest of the world combined. Their nuclear arsenal is tripling, and they're doing it all on our money. And they're taking that money and then buying Iranian oil. They're buying 90% of Iran's oil. Tehran then takes that money and flows it out to the terrorist groups that are attacking Israel and wearing out our military all over the Middle East. Who's the big winner of it all? China. At the end of the day, Xi has openly stated that he will defeat the West and he will do it on his watch. Meanwhile, we've got a Secretary of the Army, Biden's Secretary of the Army, that is running around more worried about renaming bases and having electric tanks for a carbon neutral military than they are in dealing with the threats.
That is so dumb.
We've got to win in November. Literally, the security of our country depends on it.
Duty, honor, country. Who removed it?
We are getting to the bottom of that right now as we speak. This is the left-wing agenda. Remember, Biden kicked off people like H.R. McMaster's and other off the West Point board. So this is the left-wing agenda that is slowly but surely being opposed on our military, which was the final corporate boards and the military were the final objective of the neo-Marxists.
You let me know what we can do to help because this is not acceptable. Thank you, Congressman, for coming on, and we'll have you again real soon.
Hey, we're in the fight. Yes, sir.
That was Congressman Michael Walz from Florida, and he's a Green Beret and one smart guy. And again, thank you.
Thank you.